After Donald Trump's chief of staff, Susie Wiles, sent a wrecking ball of a PR cycle towards the White House in the form of this tell-all Vanity Fair interview, J.D. Vance took the stage and was asked about those very comments. Now, remember, Susie Wiles said that Elon Musk was a ketamine-fueled drug addict. She said that Donald Trump has the personality of an alcoholic. Those are her words. And she also said that J.D. Vance has been a conspiracy theorist for about a decade. I want to show you his answer to that question, but let's just start with his answer to the affordability question that is rather incongruent with how Donald Trump speaks about affordability being a quote-unquote con job. J.D. Vance seems to have a bit of a different message that is also just BS. So make sure you drop a like. And if you want us to push back against the MAGA narrative more, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below this video. Take a look.
Mr. Vice President, thanks for taking my question. I'm Hannah Brandt from News Nation. As I'm sure you know, recent polling shows most Americans don't approve of how the Trump administration is handling the economy. I hear what you're saying, that it's going to take time to fix things, but the political reality is that the midterms are next year. Are you worried that affordability is a political liability for your administration and for Republicans?
Look, I'm not worried about the politics because I believe fundamentally in the wisdom of the American people. When we go out there and we tell our story that gasoline and energy got way too high under Joe Biden's administration, but we've lowered the cost of energy, the American people will understand that. The American people know that. When we go out there and talk about the fact that the affordability crisis that happened under Joe Biden's administration made a lot of Americans poor and working every single day to put money back in their pocket, I think the American people will understand and agree with that. Of course, they're going to be the ones who make the final decision. But I feel very confident that if we keep wages high, we keep energy prices low, we keep on chipping away at the affordability crisis created by Joe Biden's administration, yes, I believe the American people are going to reward us because the American people are smart. They know Rome wasn't built in a day. They know what Joe Biden broke is not going to get fixed in a week. We got to stay with it. We got to keep on working on bringing good jobs and money back into the United States of America.
Okay, this entire speech was contradictory to what he then says about 10 minutes later. He then says the economy is in an A++++ position, and what he says in that clip is that Rome wasn't built in a day, which is a concession that the economy is still not doing well. Here's the reality. Joe Biden had insane inflation halfway through his term. It was at about 9.2%. But inflation then came down as he was leaving office. During Joe Biden's last year, especially his last few months, inflation was at about 2.9%, about 3%. Donald Trump takes office, and rather than inflation dropping, like he said, rather than inflation going down to 2%, which is the resting rate, it has gone up because of his tariffs. So their lie that Joe Biden handed them a terrible economy is just that. It is a lie. Now, one of the main problems with the economy right now is that inflation is embedded in all of the prices. So back during 2022, when we had COVID-era supply shocks, when we had Ukraine supply shocks, all of these things kind of coinciding at the same time, inflation smacked us, and now it is embedded in worldwide goods, consumer goods. There's no way to actually bring the prices down, as Donald Trump claimed, and his idea was to use tariffs to somehow, I don't even know, all it's done is made the economy way, way worse, and here is J.D. Vance contradicting himself.
Go. President Trump last week gave his economy a grade of A++++. What grade would you give the economy today?
A++++. Look, I
USA! 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 USA!
It's literally just Schrodinger's economy. In one hand, they're cleaning up the mess that Biden left. It's a shitty economy because Biden left it. On the other hand, the economy is in an A++++ position when it's beneficial. It's absolutely absurd. And then everybody starts chanting USA like they're dogs frothing at the mouth.
USA!
Here's the simple fact of the matter. Again, you have to understand all of this stuff in context. What you have to ask yourself, what has the Trump economy been able to build over the past 10 or 11 months, given what we inherited from the Biden administration?
Nothing. Manufacturing investment into the United States is down. The sole purpose of the tariffs was to increase manufacturing. It's down. countries, companies are both investing less into the United States, despite Donald Trump's insane lies about raking in money. Unemployment is up for every American, but mainly young Americans. Speaking to the lens of a young American, unemployment is up like 10%. Unemployment with Black Americans is up. Unemployment in young and Black Americans being up is an early indicator of a weakening job market. And J.D. Vance is ignoring that. Here is J.D. Vance then being asked about the Vanity Fair interview, which was not too favorable to him or anyone. Let me just run through it really quickly. Wiles offered unreserved descriptions of top figures, including Trump, who she said has an alcoholic's personality. Wiles said Trump, quote, operates with a view that there's nothing he can't do. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. She called Vice President J.D. Vance a conspiracy theorist for a decade, and White House Office of Management Budget Director Russell Vought, quote, a right-wing absolute zealot. So when J.D. Vance is asked about this, he goes on some, like, moral superiority tirade. He's on his high horse saying that he's been proven right about everything over the past few years, so he can't possibly be a conspiracy theorist.
Unfortunately, I have to ask a bit of an off-topic question from affordability because news events do intervene, and that is the interviews that White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles gave to Vanity Fair, in which she's quoted as referring to you as, excuse me, and again, not my words, sir, but a conspiracy theorist of a decade, and described your transformation from someone who once opposed President Trump to now his vice president as an act of political expediency. And I'd like to give you the chance to respond to that, sir.
Well, first of all, if Susie, as I, like, I'll trust what you said. I haven't looked at the article. I, of course, have heard about it. But conspiracy theorist, sometimes I am a conspiracy theorist, but I only believe in the conspiracy theories that are true. Yeah. And by the way, Susie and I have joked in private and in public about that for a long time. For example, I believed in the crazy conspiracy theory back in 2020 that it was stupid to mask three-year-olds at the height of the COVID pandemic, that we should actually let them develop some language skills. You know, I believed in this crazy
Okay, wait. I'm going to pause it right here because he goes down a list of things that aren't really crazy conspiracy theories. They were actually valid policy debates. The problem is Donald Trump himself and J.D. Vance by proxy run conspiracy theories about the 2020 election being stolen, about COVID and where it actually came from. Like, were there nefarious forces trying to plant it, like Fauci? They run conspiracy theories about Democrats and their intentions with, you know, sedition. They run conspiracy theories about immigration and about Soros. Everything Trump says is a conspiracy. Then J.D. Vance takes actual legitimate policy debates. Like, I remember back in 2020, Donald Trump was saying you should inject bleach, and he was saying crazy shit about masks. The policy debate over whether three-year-olds should realistically be masked was something that people were actually willing to entertain. No one's going to call you a conspiracy theorist fascist for having a conversation about the necessity of masks for your three-year-old.
Conspiracy theory that the media and the government were covering up the fact that Joe Biden was clearly unable to do the job.
If the media was covering it up, why were there more articles written about Biden's age than any other topic during the 2024 election? The New York Times wrote hundreds of articles. CNN hosted a debate where Joe Biden got exposed in front of the world. CNN hosted that debate. What kind of cover-up is that? The Trump supporters in the crowd frothing at the mouth, screaming auto pen.
And I believed in the conspiracy theory that Joe Biden was trying to throw his political opponents in jail rather than win an argument against his political opponents. So
this one really hurts me. This one is so gaslighty. Just remember, Donald Trump sent a DM to Pam Bondi, then accidentally posted it publicly. This DM said, please prosecute these three people. Two out of those three people were then indicted immediately after. Don't let them gaslight you and think that Joe Biden was prosecuting anyone when Merrick Garland was like a puppy and Pam Bondi is like a pit bull going around indicting people over and over and over.
At least on some of these conspiracy theories, it turns out that a conspiracy theory is just something that was true 6 months before the media admitted it.
And I don't know why I'm getting myself mad and watching this clip of J.D. Vance clearly gaslighting with a pre-written script. He clearly had some time on the plane to come up with a rebuttal to this Vanity Fair article, and he used that time to come up with this BS about conspiracy theories. Not very strong political instincts. Trump is way more charismatic on stage. And by charismatic, I mean he's like a captivating train wreck on stage. Yet Trump supporters like that more than whatever the hell this is. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all and peace out.